Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's More Success Team Legal Shield conference call. We want to wish all a happy Memorial Day. Of course, we want to honor those who gave the ultimate sacrifice with their very lives while serving in the military. We are truly grateful, and I want to always remember that freedom is not always free. To all who have worn and are presently wearing the uniform of this great country, we salute each of you. Well, Jeremy's been busy traveling and training our organization throughout the U.S. and has some great information to share with our team tonight. Jeremy, welcome to the call.
Well, good evening, everyone. Can you hear me all right?
Loud and clear.
All right, fantastic. And again, just re-echo your sentiments on Memorial Day. Just remembering all those that that we've lost, and especially those that paid the ultimate sacrifice. So thank you guys for taking the time out away from your friends and family to be with us a little bit this evening. We've got a really a great call lined up for you guys, an exciting calls. Big things are happening on the More Success Team and Legal Shield, and I got some things I'll finish up with at the end of the call, but let's get things kicked off right now. I'd like to go out to the great state of Arizona to one of our top executive directors, our producers, our team builders, the ring earners, and that's my friend, none other than Mr. Mark Udy. Mark, are you on the call?
I am, sir. Can you hear me all right?
I can, Mark. I just want to congratulate you, what you and Leslie are doing out there and really nationwide, growing and building a phenomenal team. You guys are top producers, and just want to get you to be able to share a few moments with the team on what's going on with you guys.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, most of you know who I am. We've been in the business for about 14 years. We've been ring earners for more than half of those years, so we've been excited about what the company has to offer. The great part is we're earned out, so we're living on our earned income, so that's even better than anything. But tonight I was actually going to introduce you to a great guy on my team. He's a senior director. He was the top recruiter for the entire state of Colorado for all of 2018. This guy's killing it. But I just texted him to find out where he was at. He got stuck on a call, and he's actually recruiting. I mean, he's doing the thing that we want to recognize him for. But I want to take just a minute. He was one of the top recruiters just a couple of weeks ago in the company. I think number two, if I remember right. But just to give you an idea, this guy's been around since December of 2017. He's been in Performance Club since he's been on. He's telling me he's able to get on the call. Brett, are you on the call with us?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Well, I'm going to keep going. I'm going to give you a chance to share your story. Let me tell you a little bit about Brett Robbins. Again, he's been with the company since December 2017, been in Performance Club since the first month he was here, hasn't missed. He's a senior director, and he's built a great team. He's, again, continuously in the top recruiters in the company, month in, month out, week in, week out. He's just doing the deal. So without any further ado, let me give you a chance to introduce you to Brett Robbins and let him a chance to share his story. So, Brett, if you're on the call, take it away.
I am. Thank you so much. For some reason, I thought it was in an hour from now, so I was on a call. But thank you. Thank you so much. So, yeah, my background, how I got into Legal Shield, I did the corporate America thing for a little bit, thought there had to be a better way, and moved from the Northeast to Southern California, where I met my wife and just started launching businesses there. And everything was going well until the market crashed. I was in real estate, and then started doing something different. The laws were changing. So I was kind of jumping around from doing business to business. And then reality set in when I sat down with a financial advisor, and he told me that if I didn't do something different, I wasn't going to be able to retire. And this was after a decade of being self-employed, you know, just learning that I wasn't on the right track. So I knew I had to do something different ASAP. I had just been married, had a baby on the way. And that's when somebody shared with me this business, a good friend of mine. And love him to death for doing that. So the services made sense. And so when I learned about the business, I figured that if it made sense to me, it's got to make sense to other people.
I was so full. You know, so, I was like.
Oh, so I just started sharing it with as many people as I could. You know, I had a pretty big warm market. I got about 3,000 people, you know, on my phone and in my emails and stuff like that. You know, some of them are pizza places and stuff like that. But just started sharing it with as many people as I could. Whenever I was at the gas station or anywhere out and about, I would talk to people. And so online, offline stuff, warm market, cold market, and really, you know, it comes down in this business just planting as many seeds as you can. And there's a whole lot of people that said no to me. And some of those were not now. So, you know, really just learning the system, you know, using the tools, using the events, using the three-way calls. You know, Mr. Dave Hall and the UDs have been incredible mentors and support to me. And just kind of on the journey, just learning new skills, personal development. You know, I've relaunched my business like 4 to 5 times because I learned something new. You know, there's ups and downs. Some days I did want to quit, you know, but you plow through those times. And then I just started making $100 a day, $300 a day, $500 a day. Now I've hit over $800 in a day. And really my focus is team building. You know, I've done the B2B and CDL certifications, which I highly recommend because you get to know the product better and never leave money on the table. But, you know, there's no real secret to the business. I mean, use the membership, hear as many people, share the legal shelf story as you can, learn the system, stay plugged in, do the work, never quit. And it's just incredible timing. I mean, what you see, what's happening with this company is just incredible. And, you know, you really want to position yourself as the legal shelf person in your community and network. And I truly believe that the best is yet to come. So appreciate the opportunity to share a little bit about my journey here.
Thank you so much. Hey, Brett, quick question. How many calls a day do you think you make on average?
Some days I'll make 30, 40 calls. You know, it just depends on how many appointments I have.
Perfect. And I'm just kind of curious. I mean, we all have a different thing here, but what worked for you and what keeps you going is that you stay persistent and consistent with your activity, if I understand right.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And you know, I've heard a lot of no's. I've dealt with a lot of rejection, and really the support of the team and plugging in and the personal development is what really helped you realize that things aren't in the way, they're on the way. I know where I'm headed. I know what I want to achieve. And this is just an incredible vehicle opportunity to do it.
That's awesome. Well, you know, it's always said the only difference between an expert and a beginner is the experts failed more times than the beginners tried.
Yeah. Failing forward. That's what I call it.
Hey, I appreciate you. Appreciate you being on the call, your leadership and your inspiration for the team and the people here. Mr. Moore, do you have any questions for Mr. Robbins?
I just wanted to say congratulations to you. Those are some phenomenal nuggets that you just shared with us. And you know, your results speak for themselves. And, you know, the big takeaway here is just, you know, it's that consistent effort, that daily activity. So I commend you on staying the course. And I can't wait to walk you across the stage and pick up multiple rings on your Legal Shield journey. So thank you guys so much for being with us tonight.
Thanks so much,
thank
sir.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys, we're going to keep moving right along, go out to another top executive director and a regional manager on our team. As a matter of fact, he's got one of the fastest-growing executive director organizations in the entire More Success team, and he hails from the great state of North Carolina, and that's my friend, Mr. John Rodriguez. John, are you on?
Hear me okay?
I can. You know, I had a great time with you out there in Charlotte this past week, and really, really enjoyed getting to spend some time and meeting your phenomenal team and your leaders. And just take a few moments and share a few words with the team, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Well, first off, thank you so much for your leadership again and the entire More Success team. I am just super stoked to have had you over here in our region, Mr. Moore. You know, the nuggets that you left us over here had left everybody so inspired and motivated that everybody's just been working just nonstop. So, you know, we appreciate you, appreciate everything you did. And, you know, I do want to recognize several people in our organization. We, you know, we have the privilege of having our Mr. Ricardo Mora, who is was named one of the top recruiters last week in the organization, and his organization is growing rapidly. But I want to point out that you know, the newest executive director in our organization, Ms. Carmenza and Roger, which you met, have you know, are just taking on that leadership role. And I believe, you know, that a lot of that has to do with the way that they've been taught, not just by me, but by the system of Legal Shield. So one thing that I know for sure is the success that we're having with our entire organization. That's because we're doing the basics, and we're doing it often. And so I'll let Carmenza talk a little bit more about that, but we've just been doing PBR after PBR and just plugging people into the system. I do have her on the line, so I'm going to let her take over and talk a little bit about their success and have her share some of the things that, you know, she feels is working for them. So, Ms. Carmenza, are you on the line? Yeah, so I'll leave it to you, Ms. Carmenza. Go ahead and just share, you know, a little bit about, you know, what it is that you're doing to having so much success right now.
Thank you so much, Mr. John. On the first place, I would like to thank Mr. Moore for being here with us last week. It was a very valuable experience for the whole team. We really learned many, many things while you were visiting us that everybody is implementing now. We were working all this weekend, even though it was Memorial Day weekend. We found out that it's a time where we can find most of the families at home, and not just at home, but families, complete families together celebrating graduations and other church events. So that's what we did. We follow everything you shared with us during your visit, and I think my team has some clear things and strategies to follow up. We also would like to thank Mr. John Rodriguez. He is an amazing leader. He's been with us like kind of all time, traveling from like a little more than 1 hour to be here with us. We have an amazing meeting today, a fast start meeting with 12 people in total, some new members doing the class, all of them are going to earn for the 200 bonuses, and they're so excited. But I believe that what we're doing is working hard, but more than that, we're consistent in whatever we do. We start working every single Tuesday, the other week, and we're here for the team all the time. To be honest, as somebody said before, things are not that so easy. That's what they're more attractive, because easy things are not attractive. We're attracted by commitment, challenges, and we're really going through that. And with Mr. John Rodriguez, Mr. Moore, the visitors, and we have been receiving important visits here that we really, really appreciate, because the team gets more enthusiastic after one of those visitors, and it's that's why it is so valuable for us. I don't know if it's going to be like that. I hope so. We're trying to be platinum, but before December this year, as we told Mr. Moore, just want to tell you that I have my your drawing in my paper, and I already had it in front of my desk, but because I want to tell you that I did it, that we did it together with my husband. We're working hard. We're going to continue doing it. But I tell everybody, you don't have to fail. You have to be always thinking that you can do whatever you want to do. You deserve it, but you have to look for it. My father used to say that money already exists. There's money everywhere, but we had to look for it. We had to go and see where the money is, where the people is, and the most important thing, we're helping families. And that's what we have in mind all the time. It's not that we're working hard or we are going to look for money. We're helping families, and money will come after that. If we act like that, we can always be in the performance club, and it's what we want for our team to do all the time. We're selling them the idea that you have to be in the performance club all the time. And in that order of ideas, you can make money, you can help families, you can help your team members, because we believe that, first of all, we put our faith that we're going to do it, that God is helping us because we're doing something nice for our community. Second place, we are going to be more time with our families. Actually, we're spending more time with our girls who are at college because we can travel to their houses, to their apartments, and we can still be working there. And we also, and after that, we think about the business. This is my last, I'm almost finishing, but the business will come in third place, but after we took care about the family and the community, the business will give us the money we need to take care of all these aspects of our lives. Basically, that's what we're doing. We're so, so happy. Enthusiasm is here, present, and all of people, and we deserve this people.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Carmenza. We appreciate it. Mr. Moore, we'll pass it back to you, sir.
All right, guys. Again, congratulations on all you guys' success. John, your leadership is just it's really unparalleled what you're doing for the North Carolina market. And Roger and Carmenza, just a note, they're only one more month away, right, for qualifying for executive director to get their $5,000 ED for life bonus. Is that correct?
This is their second month, so they'll have to. They're on their roll. They're going to get it next month too, and then they'll hit that.
Say hello.
Right. That's exciting, and man, we can't wait to celebrate them on that achievement and continue to do what you guys are doing because you're blowing up, and we just appreciate you so much. All right, guys, I'm gonna keep the call moving right along because we're fortunate to hear from one of the top leaders on the team. He's an industry giant in the network marketing industry. He's an author of the Six Laws of Success book. I encourage you all to pick up a copy of that. It's a phenomenal read. It's really truly life changing. But he's a personal friend of mine. He's a brother from another mother from the great state of North Carolina. My friend, Mr. Coach Tony Barkley.
Good evening, Jeremy Moore. Can you hear me, sir?
Loud and clear.
I appreciate you so much, sir, for allowing me to get on this call. Family, I know we don't have much time. If we did, we'll take another 2 or 3 hours. I am excited as a pig in slop. You know, you're right, Mr. Moore. God has blessed me to do some great things in the industry, and I've been part of this incredible company and family for a while now, but I've never been more engaged, more excited, and more turned on than I am right now, and that's really because of what happened last week. And so we want to talk about that. I also want to go ahead and congratulate Mr. Robbins, John, Roderick, on all your accomplishment and great stuff you've done. The folks have already spoken on this call. Team, all I can say is wow. You know, last week we were blessed to have Jeremy here in North Carolina, that being the Greensboro, North Carolina, the Raleigh, North Carolina marketplace, as we were blessed to launch our Legal Shield business. And I want to tell you something. It was flat out amazing. Matter of fact, I keep going back to this word, wow. We had 2 days full of passion and sizzle and excitement from Jeremy Moore. About the membership, yes. About the income opportunity, yes. All of that was amazing. But about the lifestyle and the team that we're part of with this Moore family. Some of you guys know my story, how close I was to Paw Moore. Some of you guys know how close I was to Miss Shirley Moore. And but you know, sometimes when we leave our leader, lose our leader, it kind of takes some time to sell about our wins. And it was amazing to have Jeremy back in the marketplace and see truly that he's a chip off the block, to see truly that we still have some great leadership at the helm to take this thing to another level. So, you know, whether it was the leadership locker room luncheon that he had, some locker room heart-to-heart talk, and I witnessed Jeremy get up and get bright red and telling us how fortunate we are, what we got to do to win at this thing. You know, whether it was the business briefing that he shared, the great service, the great membership, the great income opportunity with the guests, you know, to see them fired up about the opportunity, to see our leaders fired up about the opportunity, and even if it was the one-on-one talks that he shared, because of his passion, it being powerful, it was purposeful, and it was successful, and we got some great results from it. See, here's the thing before I introduce a couple of key leaders who have been blessed from that event. We, at times, we take our leadership for granted. We're blessed to have a Mama Moore. We're blessed to have a Randy, a Jeremy, a Stephanie, and the entire Moore Success team leaders of executive directors and platinums on this call. We take it for granted. For the next 90 days, let's not do that. Let's put our leaders to work. Leaders who serve, our leaders who succeed, let's put them to work so that we all can succeed. So no question, again, Jeremy's a chip off the block. You know, he didn't have to come into town to do what he did. But because he does what he do, and because Mr. Moore, Ken Moore lives, we have some people here in the marketplace who are on fire and have already changed their lives forever. So I have two new dynamic associates I want to introduce to share what they've experienced at the event. And let me remind you before I introduce them, if you can hear anything in my voice, I hope everybody on this call is hearing that we need to get re-engaged and re-excited. So when July the 4th of 2020 comes around, we all on this call can be financially independent with this phenomenal service. First, I want to go out to Mr. Barry Harris. Mr. Barry Harris, in less than 30 days, has qualified for manager. He has one of the fastest growing teams in the North Carolina region at such a young age in being in the business. He's one senior associate away from being a senior manager. And I'll tell you this, I predict in the next 30 to 45 days, no less, this guy will qualify for director on his way to ED. Barry, if you're with us, Mr. Harris, please share with us briefly how the event was impactful for you and your team.
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir. Take it away.
All right. So just like Coach Tony was mentioning, he told us straight up last week. He said, you guys are spoiled. And he said we're spoiled because it's not every day that a leader like Jeremy Moore, a $3 million earner who's been in the company for decades and whose family's been in the company practically since inception, who comes in town, who trains the team, who motivates the team, resells the dream, and also recruits people for you. And it's funny because while he was here, I learned something new about the growth of LegalShield within North Carolina. North Carolina is the fastest growing recruiting state in the country. And that completely blew me away because we have large states like California, New York, Texas, but North Carolina is really putting numbers on the board and on the table. And this was proven and confirmed even more because after our business briefing, there was an event downstairs at the venue we were at, and three or four people approached Mr. Moore and Coach Tony and prospected them. They wanted to know what exactly it is they do because they wanted to be a part of it. So that just shows how powerful and how impactful this opportunity is and how unique this opportunity is because it's a business that allows us to actually impact people's lives, families, and transform entire family trees. And just like Coach Tony always tells us, his team here in North Carolina, and just like Mr. Moore also said last week, follow the system, work the system, and the system will work for you. And I had even more confirmation of this today after speaking to two people on my team. One gentleman who joined last week or week before last, he's only been in LegalShield for 2 weeks. He's already been promoted to senior director, and he's already earned more in LegalShield than he did for an entire 2 months at his previous company. There was another gentleman who gave his testimony about how working under the leadership of Coach Tony and Ms. Sharice has completely positively impacted his life and completely taken him out of a dark place and a dark time in his life. And hearing these two men gave me goosebumps because it truly shows that we are making a difference while making an impact. And that's really what it's all about, making a difference, making an impact, and positively changing people's lives and changing the world. And with that, I want to say thank you to Jeremy Moore. Thank you to the Moore Success team and family. And definitely, definitely thank you to the Barclays, because without you, I know I wouldn't be where I am today. God bless all of you. I look forward to meeting each and every one of you in Arizona. God bless North Carolina, and God bless the United States of America. Thank you. Have a good night.
Hey, Barry, I appreciate it. I'm laughing. Teresa and I are laughing. Team, by the way, here's a gentleman who you can hear. He loves his company. He loves his leader, but he loves his country. And he has a goal of running for office. He really believes and feels as though he'll run for office and win, and eventually run for president and win. And what's so awesome about that, at the tender age of 24, there's this company called Legal Shield that we all have access to that's going to help him be a strong leader, that's going to help him know what it's like to market, it's going to help him know what it's like to build some income so he can run some successful campaigns. And we all have goals, and we all have dreams, and truly Legal Shield is a business model to help us make that reality. Barry, congratulations. We're so proud of you. We can't stand it. Ladies and gentlemen, next up real quickly, we have an associate, Miss Susan Thomas, who's underneath Barry, and quite naturally, leadership is everything. Everything falls and rises on leadership, and she's taken off like a bat out of you-know-what. In less than 2 weeks, she's gotten her senior associate promotion, and she's doing well, and she loves some Jeremy Moore. Susan, real quickly, briefly, so we can be quick on this call. We have some other great leaders to hear from, I'm sure. Tell us what impacted you most about this event.
Okay, yes. Hi, everyone. So I'm so excited to just be a part of the call and share what I learned from Mr. Jeremy Moore and his visit here. But the main impact that I was left with was the why of our business. So not only do we take advantage of being close to leadership, but we also have to remember the why of what we're doing. It's not about ourselves. It's about it, is what he said. It's not about it. It's about it. It's not about me. And so we have a product that people need. We have a service that people need. And so it's important for us to understand that. And you can just, like Barry said previously, work the system. Your recruits can come and be in a system where they're trained. They receive training for everything. But not only that, you get to be plugged into a system that allows for you to be personally developed and to grow. Another nugget that I was able to take away from this, we're still in the people business. Even though we have technology and links and everything to send to our people, we're still in the people business. And so what Coach Tony shares with us all of the time is a call a day will keep poverty away. And so you have to be getting contacts every single day and working that system, and you will truly be able to see success. And we are just so lucky and so blessed to be a part of a team that just wants us to grow and develop and not just think about the next promotion, but just seeing our goals far out. And so we're just super excited to be a part of this. And I'm also, as Barry shared, just excited to see everyone and share with you in Arizona.
Thank you so much, Susan. We appreciate you and looking forward to both of you guys achieving some great things here at this company, Legal Shield. And truly, truly, God is shining down upon you. Ladies and gentlemen, look, here's the bottom line. Here's the main point we want to get out real quickly. Sometimes we make the business, the product, or membership brand. It's just like a nice piece of chicken. We got to spice it up. We got to get excited. And most of the reason why we don't, because the business flat out works. So listen, if you're looking to relaunch your business or you're simply starting the launch of your new business, here's what I highly recommend. In the next 90 days, let's all reconnect to our leaders. Let's reconnect to our goals. Let's reconnect to the company. Let's recommit and let's get recharged. All we need to do is get our childlike enthusiasm back, the same way we were when we first got involved with this business, as we now go into the retreat and the convention coming up this fall. Reach out to Jeremy Moore. Reach out to your ED. Reach out to your platinum. Reach out to your director. Let them do what they are experts at and watch the display of explosion and fireworks with your business. Mr. Moore, all I can say is thank you so much for the opportunity. Thank you so much for being a leader and taking the helm of this incredible team with you and your dad and your mama, your beautiful wife. And thanks for being my leader and, more importantly, my friend. With that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you, sir.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony. And, wow, what a remarkable call we've had tonight, guys. I tell you what, I got goosebumps just hearing from those all of those up and coming leaders on the team and what they're doing out there in their marketplaces. They're literally changing the world. So congratulations to everyone that was on the team. And guys, I hope the reason why I wanted to do this call tonight, I know it's Memorial Day, but you know, I wanted you guys to hear the excitement, the energy in front of these up and coming leaders on the call, because this is the month we've got to close this month out strong. We got to close it out huge. You know, the winter getaway promotion is going on. Every premium dollar that we produce this the rest of this month is doubled in the winter getaway contest. You know, our winter vacation to Walt Disney World in Orlando. So every premium dollar we produce is doubled. It counts double. Every new team member we bring aboard this month is a 25% multiplier. And then when that person gets trained, they go to Fast Start, you get an additional 25% multiplier on that premium. So not only is the premium doubled, but you have the opportunity to increase that by 50% by bringing on new team members this week. Every new team member is another 25%, another 25%, another 25%. On top of that, when they get trained, another 25%. So it's absolutely time to close this month out hard, run harder than you ever run before. You know, get those new people, get them in PC Pro. We want that $120 worth of premium and bringing on that one new team member this week. If you've already done it this weekend, I challenge each and every one of you on the call, produce $120 worth of premium and bring on one new team member. The reason why I'm challenging this, because I want you to prove to yourself that it can be done. And most importantly, I want you to prove to your new team members that you're bringing on that it can be done in just a few, in the next 4 days. I really, really encourage you guys to do that, to close this month out strong. Thank each and every one of you for being on the call tonight. What an exciting time to be a part of Legal Shield, and more exciting part to be a part of the More Success team. Remember this, continue to put God first in your life, your family second, and Legal Shield third. Everything else will take care of itself. God bless you all, and good night, everyone.